What's going on? Welcome to the program. My name is Jim Rome. It is great to be with you on this Wednesday. Technically Thursday for me, since I'm not in Friday. How's that grab you? Man, my old man used to always say that to me. How's that grab you? Not very well, Dad. Not very well at all. In fact, it sucks. Anytime it was a how's that grab you was always chased with something that did not grab me at all. I'm off on Friday. How's that grab you, clones? Telephone number is toll free. 1-800-636-8686. Hit me up. We're broadcasting live from the Quicken Loan Studios. Quicken Loans apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. All right, good show for you. It sets up like this. You have your telephone number. I would use that right now. You can get through quickly. Our first interview is 9 until 40 past hour number one. That is with LA Rams defensive end Michael Brockers. Dial now. It's a great time to dial. It is smack off season. Western Conference Finals, Eastern Conference Finals, Stanley Cup Final upcoming. Lots to cover. No reason not to call. Telephone number again, toll free, 1-800-636-8686. You can follow me on Twitter at Jim Rome, or you can email me directly at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. Michael Brocker is coming up later on this hour. Aaron Wise, PGA Tour golfer. He was the winner of the AT&T Byron Nelson. We will have him in hour number two. We are chasing a third guest. No need to submit your athletic resumes. We will find somebody. I will get you a third guest. If I'm up against it, we get into the third hour, we don't turn anybody, then I'll interview one of you. I've always said that I would do that, and I've never actually had to do that because our bookers always turn somebody, ultimately. So we'll have that for you. Meta World Peace is episode number 38 of the Jim Rome podcast. I had that interview yesterday. We dropped that yesterday. I want to reset that for you a little bit later on in this show, so you want to make sure you check it out. Starting with the Western Conference Finals. Now, throughout the Conference Finals, both the East and the West, we've been waiting for a good game, waiting for one good game in either series, and last night we finally got it. Houston's win over Golden State wasn't just one good game. That was roughly five games in one, and now we've got ourselves a damn series. Now, let's go back to the beginning of the game, which already feels like it was 10 days ago. You'll recall Houston was coming off a 41-point beatdown in Game 3. It was bad. But then came the news that Andre Iguodala would not play last night, so that was good for them. Then came the start of the game, though, and that was bad. Really, really bad for the Rockets. Thompson for two. Curry for three. Looney for two. Green for two. KD for three. Just like that. 12-0 Warriors. It seemed like Golden State was about to throw a shutout. Even without Iggy, Golden State came out swinging. The Rockets looked like they were punch drunk. They're wandering around the court, out of sync, off kilter. It was so bad that James Harden passed up a wide open three. It looked like that series was going to be over before the quarter ended. And you could already hear the Harden critics warming up, getting ready to roast him. But then something happened. Something changed. Maybe the beard was not locked in early on. Maybe he wasn't on point. But then suddenly he got locked in, and he did so in a hurry. And there was no bigger moment in this first quarter comeback than the following. James Harden, meet Draymond Green.
Looked like he got away with a walk or a double dribble or something. Harden by two defenders to the rim, and he dunks it on Draymond Green, plus the foul. What an incredible play by James Harden.
It was. Rockets radio with that sound. It was. I mean, somehow after nearly getting knocked out in the first quarter, Houston gets up off the mat. They start landing shots of their own. And I'm not talking about jabs either. These guys were swinging from their heels. Haymakers connecting. And then with less than 2 minutes to go in the half, Harden had back-to-back huge steals. This one setting up Chris Paul.
Turns it over. Harden steals it one on two. Goes to the rim. Leaves it back to Paul by himself. Lays it up and in. And the Rockets are up five.
And then this strip of Kevin Durant that he finished himself.
Another steal for Harden. Pick Durant's pocket by himself in the open floor for the slam. Now he's getting it done at both ends of the floor.
Pretty unbelievable. Harden silenced that crowd in a hurry. Not easy to do. An incredible first half from Harden and Paul. So after being down 12-0, Harden and Paul outscore the Warriors 38-34 the rest of the half. Houston takes a 7-point lead into halftime. But we know Golden State. We know what they do in the third quarter. We know what they've done all year long coming out of the locker room. And they did it again. Steph Curry goes crazy again. He drops 17 on Houston in the third, completely flips the tables on the Rockets. Then going into the fourth, Golden State's back up by 10. The game looked like it was over. again. If that game's over, this series is over. Except it wasn't, because Houston came right back. After eating punches in the first quarter and coming back, they were once again swallowing haymakers, but they took every one of Golden State's punches, waited for the Dubs to punch themselves out, and then they came back yet again. And if you didn't know by now, the Rockets, these guys, tough as hell. PJ Tucker, huge. Eric Gordon lived up to the Splash Gordon rep. But really, this was about the fact that James Harden is a monster. Chris Paul is a wizard. Don't believe me? Check that baseline curveball, that wraparound, what the hell pass to Trevor Ariza for three.
Sealed in that corner. Paul whips it across on the skip to Ariza. Fakes a three, steps right, shoots for the lead. Got it! Trevor Ariza gives the Rockets the lead again with a corner three. 85-84 Houston.
Look, I know a lot of you don't like Chris Paul. I know a lot of you don't like Chris Paul because I've seen your tweets. And I know Chris Paul has come up short repeatedly in the postseason. Man, this dude was awesome. Awesome last night. But here's the thing. Houston did not win that game with their offense. You know they're going to score the ball. You know they're going to fill it up. But they didn't win with offense. They won with defense. They locked Golden State up in the fourth. After exploding in the third and watching Steph go off, Golden State had nothing in the last 12 minutes. And as great as they were in the third quarter, they were that bad in the fourth. Golden State, 3 of 18 from the field, 0 of 6 from beyond the arc in the fourth. They were so uncomfortable, so out of rhythm, so out of sync. Even when they had a chance to tie that game late, the best they could do was get a rough look from Klay Thompson. And that only happened because Kevin Durant had a better look and passed up the shot. And yes, I know the Warriors tried to call timeout there, but the refs didn't see it. They didn't get it. And they didn't get a great shot. And for the record, that's not why they lost that game. Golden State did not get the look they wanted, but the world got the series that it's been waiting on all year long. And the Warriors, for the first time in the KD era, are being tested. If Game 2 was not a wake-up call, then Game 4 sure as hell was. And now we have a series. Game 5, tomorrow night in Houston. Final thought, very un-Warrior-like not to finish. They had a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter, a chance to go up 3-1, and to drive a dagger right through their heart when that game and that series is over. And I thought that it was over heading to the fourth quarter. They just had a 34-point third. Steph Curry was going off. Golden State had won 39 of 40 this season when they led by 10 or more in the fourth quarter. So there was no way they were not going to finish and win the most important game of the year, right? Wrong. They had their boot on their throat, and they didn't finish. So instead of the Rockets being down 3-1 and dead on arrival, it's 2-2. They're headed back home. They have ripped back the home court, and now the Rockets are the ones who have all the mo, and we finally have a series. 1-800-636-8686. That's the sound of me giving myself a tongue. Playing all banged up. Coming out with a great take like that. Let's see. I'm sure these are all about how great my take was. Let's find out. Dear Jim, from what I could see, the Golden State Warriors certainly did a great job defending their home court last night. Signed Brandi Chastain's bust artist, Matt in Tucson. Believe it or not, there's a follow-up to that story. Not that the story jumped the day. It did. But there is a follow-up to that story. And I'll have that for you later on. Let's see. As I said, I'm going to just sit back and wait for the reaction to come in about how great my take was, because I know that's what these tweets are about. Yeah, Silk Bra. Silk will do it. He'll pick me up. Heading into the holiday weekend with a cold. Like mixing a Ricola, brah. Janet and I talk about it all the time. Anytime there's a vacation, and I do take vacations. Do you know why I take so many vacations? Because I get so many vacations. But inevitably, I get sick right before every vacation. Try to take care of myself, get the flu shot, don't get sick very often. But inevitably, for whatever reason, before every vacation, something happens. Mix in a Ricola. Bro, there's nothing I haven't mixed in. That's the thing about the common cold, right? Still no solution, still no cure. Man, I've hit this thing with everything. Everything except gin. Everything. Hey, maybe that's the next stop, right? Because nothing's working. Let's see. Damn, Rome, take some Sudafed. Signed OG. Bro, I have. I did. I hit it with a Sudafed this morning. Can I tell you? I took a handful of over-the-counter materials this morning. Sudafed was one of the first things I hit it with. Gabriel Donaldson. Rome is already... Rome is already working the cold so he can take tomorrow off, too. Regards, must be nice guy. Bro, if I'm working the cold, man, I am good, right? I am good. If I'm going to go to the lengths of blowing my nose on the air on TV, I am working the cold. Let's see. At Silly Blonde 503 tweets, colds suck. It's true, right? Like, if you're going to get sick, man, get sick. Cold is whack. It's even more whack that this cold is trying to kick my ass,
that's
but I'm
whack.
Not going to allow it. Colds suck. I got to retweet that. She's right. Deca Yaz, Snacks, you're making my head hurt and my nose run just listening to you. I'm going to rally. It's going to get better as the show goes on. Part of the problem is this studio that I'm sitting in is like 40 degrees. I mean, I could probably adjust it, but then my face melts. So either I sit here in the cold while I'm sick, or I jack the thermometer up, and then my face melts. Lose. Let's see. Nakatomi tweets, Jimmos, you sound a little under the weather. Take the day. We will guest host. Signed, Hawks Man Boobs. He's not that fat. I guess he got on the scale. The doctor said, here's how tall you are. Here is your suggested weight for your height. Lose 10 pounds. I don't think you got to hit him with a man boob blast. All right, some other things. Game 4. I want to talk about the Eastern Conference Finals. 6 worst letters in the NFL. OTA, ACL. Put them together. Bad deal. All right, so you think this is bad. I mean, I've got some whack little cold. It's all good. How would you like to have a 25-inch tapeworm in your body, and you're all jacked up, and you're losing weight, and you're lethargic, and you can't perform, and you have no energy, but you don't know why. You don't know why. One day, you go to use the restroom, and there it is, sitting in your toilet, a 25-inch orange tapeworm, head, parts, tail, in all its glory. One of the most revolting stories I've ever seen. Like, literally, reading about it and thinking about how I want to sell this as a take back to you was difficult to do. But I feel like I got to do it. If anything else, as a PSA. I mean, having heard this story and thought about this story, I know I'm never eating raw fish ever again or undercooked fish ever again. I don't know that I'm ever eating again. That is disgusting. Disgusting. And even better was what he did when he found out. How he handled that. Meta world peace. I mentioned yesterday that as long as I've done this, there's a handful of guys I've never spoken to. He was one of them. A handful of guys that I always wanted to speak to, but had never spoken to. Meta was one of those guys. And it was great. We had an awesome conversation. Look for it on Ep 38. Michael Brocker is later on this hour. Aaron Wise, next hour. Mark Stein is back. We'll have him in hour number 3, which means one of you who thought, you were going to get all this national run from being an athlete? Not today. Experience Control GX from Just for Men. The first shampoo of the brain. What makes it so smart? It reduces gray the same way it grows in. Gradually. The more you shampoo with Control GX, the less gray you have. Just use it until you like what you see. How smart is that? Smart enough to be voted Men's Hair Care Product of the Year. Gradually reduce gray with the first shampoo with a brain. Find Control GX in the shave aisle. That's Control GX from Just for Men.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
LA Rams defensive end Michael Brocker is coming up at 40 minutes past. Aaron Wise won the AT&T Byron Nelson. He joins us at the top of hour number 2. Quick note, getting maximum performance out of anything depends on what you put into it. If you want to achieve maximum performance at work, you've got to put in the extra effort. When you want max performance from your kids, you put in the extra time and use all the tools. And when you want maximum performance from your vehicle, you put in Castrol Edge, the titanium strong motor oil. Modern engines are smaller. They're more powerful. They operate at higher pressures than ever before. Higher engine pressure causes significant stress on the oil, so the oil needs to be strong. It's got to stay strong. Castrol Edge is formulated with fluid titanium technology. It helps to reduce friction and maximize engine performance. Castrol Edge, 3 times stronger than the leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown, as tested in the Kurt Orban test in the 5W30 Visgrade. Put it in your car today. Castrol Edge. So no matter how bad it is for you, or how bad you think it is for you, somebody's got it worse. You know, so a little cold is kind of kicking my ass a little bit. Who cares? I mean, that's not a thing at all. Somebody's got it worse. Like this guy. This next take is highly graphic in nature. That's your warning. Highly graphic in nature. Now, I know sometimes when I say that, it's to set up a joke. And I end up talking about something that's highly graphic in nature, like a nasty dunk, a vicious crossover, something like that. That's not what I'm doing here. That's not what I'm talking about here. What I'm about to talk about is truly disgusting. It's revolting. The kind of thing that would make you want to put down your lunch, or skip lunch, or never eat a lunch ever again, or any meal. Good luck trying to get to sleep tonight after what I have to say, because that's pretty much out of the question too. Because I can fill your tank with nightmare fuel for days after this story. Right? Have I given you enough warning, enough leeway? You know, right? Something really graphic is coming. In fact, I don't even know why I'm bringing this up. I shouldn't even get into this because it's that gross. It's that disgusting. It's that revolting. But I will. It's a sports show. This is a sports story. I'm a pro. Strap in. Here it is. This is the story of Columbus Blue Jackets prospect Carson Meyer. Carson Meyer plays his college hockey at Miami U. He was selected in the 6th round of last year's draft after a really nice freshman season. But then his numbers fell off suddenly. He went from 26 points in 32 games to just 9 points in 34 games. I mean, that's a significant fall off, a dramatic plummet. But it was more than just the sophomore slump, way more. Because not only did his numbers dip, pretty much everything else did as well. He was suddenly tired all the time, lost his appetite, lost a lot of weight, just was not himself. Doctors could not figure out what the hell was going on with this guy. That is until February. When, and here comes the disgusting, revolting part, steel yourself. Meyer goes into the bathroom, goes to use the restroom, and from here, let me read from The Athletic, which has got a piece up on Meyer right now. And I quote, "I was going to the bathroom, just like normal," Meyer said, "and it came out. It was a 25-inch tapeworm. The head, the neck, all of the segments, about 50 of them, it was orange. Meyer almost fainted." Yeah, Van Smack almost fainted reading that. A 25-inch tapeworm. It's got to be the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. Shout out to Aaron Portsline of The Athletic for this sentence. He writes, and I quote, "It was a 25-inch tapeworm, the head, the neck, and all the segments, about 50 of them. It was orange." I'm not sure what's the most revolting part about that. The fact that it was more than 2 feet long, or that it had a head and a neck and about 50 segments, and that it was orange. What's the most disgusting thing about that? It was living inside this guy for about a year. Let's go ahead and call it a tie for dead last. I mean, was that thing swimming around in his toilet, trying to get back out and attack Carson again? I mean, I don't know how long that they can survive outside the body. Just know that I'm not going to YouTube to find out. But we're not done here. Hey, Carson, what else you got? Tell me something else. Quote, this is like maybe the best part. "I FaceTimed my mom and was like, what the hell is this thing?" Meyer said. "I was freaking out, absolutely freaking out. Holly Meyer said she's never been so horrified or relieved. Quote, I was trying to be calm, she said. He showed me everything. And I remember saying, you have to get that to the trainer and figure out what it is so they can get you fixed. And I did say at that moment, this is why everything has been the way it's been, Carson. This was it. It was scary, but it was a relief. End quote. Now, I got to say, like, every parent deals with the same sort of struggle when their kid goes away to college. You know, how much do I stay involved in that child's life? I mean, you're used to talking to them every single day, seeing them every single day. So when they leave, what do? How much is too much? You don't want to be a helicopter parent. But at the same time, you do want to be a part of their lives, and you want to know what's going on. So you know that Carson's mom, Holly, was probably thrilled when she got the notification that Carson was FaceTiming her. Oh, awesome. There's my boy. Only to find out that he was FaceTiming her that. FaceTiming her from the bathroom and yelling, what the hell is this thing? And let me just say this. Holly Meyer is a legend. She handled that like a pro, like a boss. She wasn't disgusted. And if she was, she hid it very well and talked about how relieved she was and told him to get medical attention to figure out what it was. What a legend she is. Like me? Like my son Jake is looking at colleges right now. He's going away the year after next. If Jake couldn't adore the kid more, absolutely love my son. Obviously, right? Love my son. But I'm here to tell you, if he FaceTimes me, a 25-inch orange worm, I'm telling him to lose my number. In fact, I'm going to cancel the account altogether. Because that thing was a tapeworm. A 25-inch tapeworm with a complicated Latin name that I will not bother you with right now. But apparently, it comes from eating undercooked fish. Oh, and according to the Center for Disease Control, and anytime you're quoting the Center for Disease Control, you know you got an issue. Meyer got lucky. He was lucky that it was only a 2-foot worm. Because apparently that beast in question can grow to 30 feet. Yeah, I said that. A 30-foot long tapeworm. You could use it to measure first downs. Just get the chain gang out there for a fourth down measurement and bring the worm. Imagine them stretching out that tapeworm. Oh, look at the nose of the football just short of the head of the worm. And with that, I'm officially off the undercooked fish bandwagon. From now on, I'm going to order everything well done. Just burn the hell out of that salmon and that tuna, because the last thing I'm interested in is a 30-foot tapeworm. Burning. Or even a 2-foot tapeworm. In fact, after hearing that story, good luck getting me to eat fish ever again. Good luck getting me to eat ever again. Not only am I off the undercooked fish bandwagon, I'm off the food bandwagon. I'm off food. Totally. Ever. I won't eat again. Hell, I know I'm not going to sleep ever again. I mean, I sat with that thing for like an hour this morning. Like, I don't know if I can talk about this. And now that I've done it, I'm not really happy I did it. Man, that is disgusting. This guy looked in the toilet and saw an orange worm with a head and segments? Damn. My man's a legend, and so is his mother. I'm telling you. You know, you got to man up, be bold, be courageous, set an example for your kids. If one of my kids FaceTimes their toilet with that, lose my freaking number, son. SB tweets, just threw my lunch out after hearing your take about the tapeworm. Thanks, Fan Smack. You're welcome, SB. You're welcome, SB. Anything else I can do for you? Hey, SB, brother, if that story's going to ruin my morning, you'd be damn sure I'm going to take a few of you with me. Now you all know about it. Mailman Casey tweets, Jim, no matter how disgusting that take is, you will not catch Adam Hawk skipping lunch. Look, you can crack on Hawk for a lot of things, but you can't crack on him for being the resident fat guy. It just, that's not fair. Fat. I got take up for him in that regard. If you want to talk about his lack of sports knowledge, you go right ahead. If you want to talk about the fact that he failed at junior college 3 times, fair game. If you want to talk about that stupid porn stash he shows the world every single day, or the shirts that he buttons all the way to the top, great. Get it. But to keep coming in here like this guy's the fattest guy ever, he's not. He's not. When we come back, Michael Brockers, Rams defensive end, joins me. In fact, another day where we're going back-to-back on interviews. That's why you should have got through early. But it's all right. Content's good. Content's very good. Michael Brockers, Aaron Wise. Then we're open for about an hour and a half.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Wednesday is NASCAR Pros Day, ATP. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Submit a question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. So hit me up. I'll read one of those a little bit later on. Dear Rome, that sounds gross. Not your tapeworm take. Your sans Sudafed voice. Unwore the guy at the office who says, I cannot get sick right now. I cannot get sick right now. In between sneezes. Ken in Mission Viejo. Yeah, that's... Sudafed's not helping. I smashed one of those already. I've smashed one of everything already. It's not working. I think I need, like, some HGH. A performance-enhancing drug. Yeah, where I live, there should be lots of HGH around. I've never actually used it. But I would imagine where I live, it would not be that hard to find. Meantime, we are efforting Michael Brockers. So until that happens, I want to remind you that the telephone number is toll-free, 1-800-636-8686. And if you want to use it, go right ahead. Like this guy. Let's go to San Diego. Steve in San Diego. Steve, what's going on? Good morning.
Hey, Jim. I just wanted to thank you for persisting and coming back. It was like... This station, 1090, was actually had a good lineup, and then they lost all their people because they blew you out. And I'm thinking, that's the first guy I would have kept is you for being creative, persistent, understanding.
Handsome.
And coming back to San Diego, you never left San Diego, Jim.
Yeah,
it's
listen,
just incredible.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. Steve, thank you very much. Let me respond to that. Thank you, Steve. Great to be back. We have a new affiliate, 97.3 The Fan, FM, the jungle on FM. It sounds amazing. And not only that, I've been down to San Diego. I've met with station personnel folks down there. They are first rate. They are first class. They are operators who've been in the game a long, long, long time. They're going to win big. 97.3 is a great, great station. Extremely well-run station. So I am pumped to be back. You know, when that whole thing went down, I told you, I was really unhappy that it happened. I was even more unhappy with how it was handled, but I did promise you, do not worry. We will be back on the air in this town, and it's going to be much sooner than it is later. And we are. And I knew that to be the case. I mean, there was no doubt that that was going to happen. And in terms of San Diego, it's a very important market to me because that's where I got my first big break. That's where the jungle originally really took form. I mean, I started doing radio in Santa Barbara, and I had ideas about what would I ever do if I got my own talk show. And I started to develop that in a small market, but it didn't really take form or take shape until I got to San Diego and had a bigger platform and a bigger audience. So San Diego means the world to me. It's where I met my wife. It's where some of the best years of my life have been spent, on air and off air. It is good to be home. And I will be back down there soon enough, Steve. You know that. 1-800-636-8686. Let's take another phone call. Let's go this time. All the way up, top of the state, Sacramento. Lou in Sactown. Hey, Lou, what's up? Good morning.
Good morning, Jim. How you doing, mate?
Good, mate. How you doing?
Pretty sound, pretty sound. You've got my Hall of Fame vote, by the way. I have no idea how to vote to get you in, but I will persevere with that one.
Hey, do you want something in return, or do I just get the vote?
Oh, you just get the vote. I'm pretty low maintenance.
Good. My man. Nice job. Good
the
looking
reason,
out.
The reason why I'm calling, I just wanted to thank the Rockets for making the NBA watchable again. All these blowout games were making it as enjoyable as football. Soccer, I should say. I know how much all you listeners love the world's game. Anyway, moving on, Sacramento Kings are in meltdown right now because all the guys in the draft are making a point of saying they're not willing to go to Sacramento. I mean, I don't know why not, because all those dairy cows, pigs, and sheep walking around downtown should give it a unique feel, I would have thought. But anyway, that's not my call. Before I leave, I wanted to call on Friday in regards to the great event across the pond. But the show was consumed with foreheads and aircraft, and the show had a life of itself. So I called in today to not to thank, but to congratulate all your banjo-playing rednecks out there. You finally got a American female into the royal family. It's only taken you 900 years. I just hope the her Bundy family doesn't... having negative effects. That's all I got, Jim. Get better, mate. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Oh, man. Rakim, Lou in Sacramento. If I'm not mistaken, Lou, he just said that nobody in the NBA wants to come play for the Sacramento Kings because although he didn't come right out and say it, he called it a cow town. Lots of cows and goats wandering around downtown Sacramento. And the Americans finally got one of their own into the royal family for the first time in like 900 years. Lou in Sacramento. Never forget, Lou in Sacramento. Lou in Sacramento is the same guy that accused Boogie Cousins of smoking their dope once. And Boogie, I don't know if that's true or not. I'm not saying it, Boogie. Man, don't any of you run this back to DeMarcus Cousins like, hey, yo, big dog, big fella, you hear what Rome said about you? Rome did not say this about Boogie. Lou in Sacramento said this about Boogie. I want to be very clear about this. Just because something happens on my show does not mean that I'm the one who said it. I've been fighting that battle for about 30 years. I cannot tell you how many times an athlete or an administrator or an executive has said, hey, man, I know what you said way out of line. I said, okay, I'm here to discuss it. What are we talking about? Well, you said that DeMarcus Cousins came in and smoked all of our dope. No, I did not say that. I did not say that. I mean, I cannot tell you how many times I've had that conversation with a player or an agent or a PR guy or an administrator. Just because it happened on the show does not mean that I said it. As an example, Lou in Sacramento called this show once and said this.
The bottom line is that he is a self-absorbed mother scratcher. He's not a nice guy, and Sacramento is good to be rid of this person. He was handing out the weed to Cousins, and he didn't say thank you or nothing. Just kind of chilled on the couch, smoking away, ignored everybody. Not a good dude.
Lou in Sacramento. All right, I didn't say that. I was not there. I don't know if that story is true or not. I do not know if that story is true or not. Lou in Sacramento said that Boogie Cousins was at a party, and somebody was handing out dope, and Boogie smoked it and didn't say thank you and just sat on the couch.
Uh-huh.
And just sat there. I don't know if that's true or not. I just want to make sure that you know that the guy who just called also made that call earlier. 1-800-636-8686. You know, I've told you a story before. I've only had one personal, in-depth encounter with DeMarcus Cousins. Only one. On the streets of Lexington, Kentucky, we were there either to see a race or to check on some of our stock. And I was out with Rex Chapman one night, and Rex said, hey, I'm going to go check on my guy Boogie. How you guys do? I said, yeah, I don't know. We don't really have any history. He goes, let me go feel it out for you. Rex goes away for about 5 minutes. Boogie comes over. Couldn't have been nicer. Could not have been a better guy. Although he did look at me. He looked down at me and said, damn, man, you ain't so scary. You ain't so scary. I'm like, neither are you, Boogie. Of course, I was one or five deep to say something like that to that guy. It was fine. It was great. He didn't smoke any dope and not thank anybody. He was just awesome. Lou in Sacramento. So, Lou, I don't know. I don't know that he's a, quote, mother scratcher. It's neither here nor there. I am curious where he's going to be next year. Coming off that injury and seeing how well the Pelicans played without him, I am curious where he's going to be, especially since he unfollowed them on social.
Fat boy, how many you got, baby?
That's a savage move. All right, let's see some of the reaction to Lou in Sacktown. Stucknut. What Stucknut thinks does matter. At least to me. Stephen H-Town tweets, rack that bloke. Rack that bloke. RTB.
Uh-huh.
Luis Palmdale. Not seeing it that way. Run that wanka. What's it going to be? I can't do both. Either we rack the bloke or we run the wanka. I'll take your thoughts. He mentioned the Hall of Fame. Notice that guy did not need anything in return. I will vote for you, mate. That's great. What would you like in return? Nothing. Nothing. I'll vote for you. That's coming up, too. Let's see. Benton. Jim Benton. My man, Jim Benton. I've known Benton. Benton was our first webmaster. Benton literally, technically, formatically worked on this show decades ago. What he has to say must matter. Let me see. Benton tweets, war-tossing 25-inch tapeworms at Tim Hortons employees. Benton? Really? Benton. Benton. You went there. Wow, bro. Hey, Jim, because you and I have had a 25-plus year relationship, you've worked on the show, you know the show, I'm going to let that slide once. And you're better than that, Jimbo. You know you are. At least I thought you were. Come on, man. And Joe Gregory 6 tweets, got a wedding coming up. Need to shed a few pounds. Can Carson Meyer hook me up with a head and a couple of segments? A head and a couple of segments. Damn, see, that's good. That's good. Take an extremely revolting story and actually make something funny out of it. That's not easy. I've got a wedding coming up. I've got to shed a few pounds. Can Meyer hook me up with, quote, a head and a couple of segments? Hey, Hawk, you got to drop 10, right? Maybe Meyer could hook you up with a head and a couple of segments. Because there were like 50 segments swimming around his toilet.
Uh-huh.
Got it? Mama Meyer must have been like, oh, Carson's FaceTiming me. This is nice. Hi, dear. She doesn't see him. She sees this giant orange worm swimming around in his toilet. And this guy's like, Mom, what is it? Yeah, she's a tough lady. You know what, though? Janet would have handled that the same way. Janet's the same way. You know Mama Bear gets. I'm sure a lot of your wives are the same way when it comes to the kids. Mama Bear kicks in. Like Mama Bear strong. I don't care that there's a 25-inch orange tapeworm with a head, a neck, 50 segments, and a tail. Mama Bear would have gone into that toilet barehanded. Rip that thing out. Choke it off. Cut off its head. Meanwhile, Dad, man, pops his head for the woods. 1-800-636-8686. Where to go? I know this gal. Generally, War Lady clones. It almost doesn't matter who they are. But I know this gal. Tracy in Phoenix. Trace, what's going on? How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you feeling?
So good. I'm perfect. Don't I sound it? Don't I look it? I'm awesome.
You need to hit the hot toddy, my friend.
I know, right? Next hour.
Hey, man, I want you to know, man, you have always got my vote for the Hall of Fame. I got your back no matter what. But I think there's an idea that would be pretty cool in return.
What do you got?
I think you should co-host the show one day with the little man himself, Logan Rome.
You mean Rogan Loam? That's funny. You know, he's funny. He's got a really good rap when he's comfortable and he's around me or the ladies, but otherwise he will clam up a little bit. I'm not sure he's got that in him.
Rogan Loam.
That guy.
He needs to get to practice, man. You know he's going to take over for you.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. All right, Trace, I'm running out of time. I'm up against it. Let me just discuss that really quickly. Because I did say, I told Janet last night, Janet was listening and said, whose idea was that whole demand thing? And I said, it depends. Do you like the idea or not? She goes, I think it's a really good idea. I said, well, then it's my idea. And she's like, yeah, I think that's a good idea. You should do that. I said, really? Because one of their demands is that you host the show for a segment. And Janet said, no, I'm not doing that. Let the boys do it. I said, they're not asking for the boys. They're asking for you. And by the way, you will do it if they get me in. This is the deal, babe. But Tracy said, let the little guy do it. Logan.
Rogan Loam.
Rogan Loam. Jake would rather do it, but Rogan knows more about sports than Jake. Aaron Wise coming up next segment. Don't go anywhere.